Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here. And we had a bit of a scheduling conflict between Paul and I, something about his real job getting in the way of taping this podcast this week. Oh, and the fact that I go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night. So we've got a best of for you this week.
Wait a minute. A best of?
A best of the boring podcast. Yes, Eddie, what are you doing in here?
But aren't they always just available, like, and maybe people already have this downloaded?
They don't have it downloaded, Eddie. This is back from September of 2015. There's no way people are going to scroll all the way down to find this one again.
So a air quotes best of because...
He's lazy.
Basically.
Well, not really.
He's lazy.
I'll use... Let me take you to...
He's lazy.
I'll use September of 2015 for the Neighbors Suck podcast.
Oh, you're really going to love this one, people.
I remember. It was terrific.
It's like watching a rerun.
Right to the podcast, please.
It's Al's Boring Podcast.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here, and we're back with another boring podcast with my friend Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
No broadcaster this week. I'm taking another break from that. One thing I did notice, though, when you and I tape these podcasts in my dining room,
right,
I tend to talk like this. I was talking like this for a long time.
Okay.
And I noticed that when I listen back to the podcasts.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I do my other ones, I'm like, hey, and then where did you go to school? Like, and then I talk normal. So I'm going to try not to talk like this. But I think one of the reasons I was talking like that was trying to be a good neighbor in thinking we're doing a podcast in my living room. I live in a condo, and I'm butted up against a wall that I share with a neighbor.
Right, right.
So I thought, why would I be shouting into a microphone when my neighbors are probably trying to watch TV or go to sleep or do something? So I was trying to be neighborly, and you had the idea for this podcast to do sort of neighbor etiquette, ways to behave, to be a good neighbor, things we hate about having neighbors, and things like that.
Right, and how to be a better neighbor.
Yes. Now, I live in a condo right now. I've lived in apartments and condos only. I've never lived in a house myself. What
right.
is your current living situation?
Apartment.
Okay, so you're in an apartment now. You've lived. We've both lived in Florida, so
right.
we have had experiences there. And we've both lived in multiple places in New Jersey. We also, at one point or another, lived in homes with our parents.
That's true.
Where you have different kinds of neighbors when people are living next door to you but not attached to you like in a condo or
right.
a townhouse. One of the things that came up in my I guess noise is the number one complaint.
Definitely,
when people talk about bad neighbors.
Right.
So people who are screaming, people who are blasting stereos, people who are having parties. Is that something you run into in the various places you've lived?
Yeah, definitely. When I lived in Florida, I had like what was essentially a frat house next
yeah.
door to me. Parties all night. It was like four younger guys in their 20s who had parties constantly.
Yeah, younger guys, groups of younger guys doing anything are normally the worst.
A bad situation.
A bad situation. And you never know in that situation, like, do you call the cops because the frat guys are being noisy?
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll know you called the cops, and does that make your life there a terrible place to live?
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Is I called the landlord, you know, and they filed a noise complaint, all that stuff, whatever. And then I ended up having to call the police because it was just too noisy. I couldn't sleep during the week, you know. On the weekends, you know, you could let things slide, but during the week, you want to go to bed, you know. And they're having parties. So I called the cops.
You know what the worst part about calling the cops for anything? The cops always, like, I just want to make an anonymous tip.
Right,
I just want
right.
to say there happens to be a very large, noisy party going on at, you know, 23 Main Street.
Right.
And then they'll go, and what is your name? I don't want to give
right.
my name because I know it's somewhere
right,
on a
right,
piece
right,
of paper
right.
and the frat house guys living in the apartment next to me
right.
are going to find out and I'm in trouble.
Well, what happened was I happened to see the frat house guy after I called the police and, you know, they kind of shut down the party the one night and they came up to me and goes, can you believe the neighbors downstairs from us called the cops? I was like, well, you're kidding.
You're like, oh, yeah, live, people. Live a little bit.
Yeah.
See, that's perfect. That's the perfect thing.
Right.
Where you could even go up to them and go, someone called the cops on you guys?
Ridiculous.
What kind of people live here?
What kind of nerds do
What kind of nerds are living here? A lot of people, when I asked this on Twitter about being a good neighbor or things you hate about your neighbors, a lot of people brought up the parking situation.
Yep.
And I guess I'm fortunate where I am now. I actually have a garage, a solo garage. Each person has their own little garage where just one car fits in.
Okay. And that's, you have your own electric.
Yeah, I have my own garage door opener, okay. All that stuff. Very fortunate there. I know a lot of people where they live, whether they're living in a house or living in apartments or condos, where you're sort of battling for a parking space every day.
Right.
Now, where you live, you have reserved parking for you.
We have one assigned spot, and then they have public parking, which is my girlfriend parks there.
Because two people living in an apartment, but there's only one assigned spot.
Right.
Now, you have you run into this where someone has parked in your assigned spot?
Yes.
And what do? Call the cops?
Well, what I did was I parked behind that car and laid on my horn for maybe like 2 minutes. And then I realized how stupid that was.
Why? Why'd you think it was stupid?
Because no one was responding to me honking the horn like
right,
a maniac.
An apartment complex. They could be on the other side of the complex.
Exactly. They could be people going to a store across the street or something. You
right.
know? So, there's like a notice there that you can call a towing company or, you know, you'll be towed, whatever. So we called that and they said, oh, you have to go through the maintenance guy, and he wasn't available. So I was like, just whatever. And
big
I ended
pain
up
in the ass.
Exactly. So I called like the landlord. They sent an email out saying everybody has a assigned spot, and it stopped after that. So I've been lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know exactly who they are now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so next time that would...
You've got your eye on those neighbors.
Yes.
Somebody had tweeted me out a great picture of her, a woman who had lived in a suburban neighborhood in a house where it was street parking.
Okay.
And she took a picture of the guy next door who cones off a certain section of the street for his car. So when he's not there, he cones it off. That's not legal.
I could see that happening though. I think my parents have done something
combed
similar
off.
Like, not a cone, but like garbage cans. Like,
yeah,
they leave it strategically placed so
yeah
they only could park there.
Yeah, Eddie Scazzeri does a similar thing in New York City. Some people will cone off a spot when it will make you think like it's an official coned
right,
off spot
right.
But when we know it isn't, he will steal the cones. He'll put them in his trunk and park there.
Okay.
Which
but he's not afraid of, you know, repercussions for...
He doesn't appear to be afraid of repercussions.
Okay.
I would be.
Yes.
This also happens in when you're... Whether you're in a home or a condo or an apartment, when it snows, the parking situation is you
yeah.
shovel out a spot for yourself, right?
Right.
You have to unshovel your car, you shovel out a spot, and then then you go to work and some jackass parks into like...
Oh, perfect. A clean spot.
This nice clean spot. I'm going to park here. I don't know what you do in that situation.
Right. I've seen neighbors where our parents live, you know, they cleared out the spot for their daughter, and then the next door neighbors just pulled right into
yeah.
it, and they went ballistic on this guy, like, you know, how dare you park there and this stuff. But
yeah, I think in that situation you could put garbage can lids.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
You know, because you worked for that spot.
Right.
It's not just I'm saving this spot.
Yeah.
This is I dug out of 4 feet of snow
right.
for this spot.
I didn't even think about that, but
yeah.
even in apartments, when they clear off spots, you kind of lose some spots because they put a big pile of snow,
right?
Like two or three things. So then parking gets tight. So you have to really monitor where you're going to park and
right. Exactly. Do you have this is the one thing that pisses me off mostly in my complex. This is why I mainly wanted to do this. We have recycling here.
Right.
You know, all the neighbors share a common garbage and a recycling center. People have no idea what's supposed to get recycled
right.
and what's not supposed mm-hmm. to get recycled. And it drives me insane.
Okay.
I'll give you an example here. So here when you walk, you have three options when you go to the garbage. There's a wooden shelf for all paper-related products. Okay?
A shelf?
A shelf. You
okay.
just put cardboard, newspapers, magazines. That's it. Pretty simple.
This is kind of tough already.
You're complicated already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Paper products on the shelf. That's it.
Okay.
That's simple. There's blue bins.
Right.
That would be any containers that get recycled. Plastic, glass, aluminum.
Okay.
And then there's the dumpster. Well, people are putting eggshells in the recycling
really?
Bins. They're putting their junk mail, just their random junk mail, in the blue recycling bins. That's for like plastic and aluminum and glass.
Okay.
So one time I wrote a yeah. One time I wrote an all capitals letter note and I said, people, this is simple. If you have a paper or a cardboard, it goes on this shelf. If you have glass, plastic, or aluminum, it goes in this bin.
Right.
If you have something that's not on one of those things, you throw it in the gigantic dumpster right here. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I signed it management. The management. And so I was all excited. I had stapled it up all over various dumpsters, not even just by – not even the one I just used, but like various dumpsters.
God, this is great.
Yeah. And then the next day, I had actually forgotten about it, and I went to throw garbage out, and there was a note in there that said, please do not post your own notes here. Everyone's doing a great job at recycling and trying to recycle.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I thought a little bit, like, could I have gotten in trouble for signing that the management?
Well, maybe that's your nickname, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Right. At work, they call me the management. Right, they could. I guess, right. Yeah, they couldn't sue me for that.
Right, right.
Yeah, but that drives me crazy, the recycling. And every time I go out there, there's something else that's in the recycling bin that shouldn't be in there.
Okay.
And a couple times, like when people have thrown their junk mail,
yeah,
where the bottles go, I will look at the address. And I so many times I'm like, why don't I'm going to take all of this and put it right on their doorstep.
Funny. That's a little extreme, I think.
It is.
Yeah, like, what do you care after? It's not...
But I do care.
Yeah.
I don't know why I care.
My apartment has two bins. One is garbage, and the other one is for boxes and for glasses and plastic and to recycle.
Yeah. So all recycling goes in one thing.
One giant...
Oh, that's nice and easy.
But, yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying this thing is complicated.
You need, yeah, I got the wooden got the wooden shelves. I've got blue bins.
Take an SAT class, yeah, before you go in here. But, like, people still mess that up.
Right.
You know, they ended up throwing the cardboard into the regular garbage. And there was actually an email today sent from my apartment complex saying, please open the gate when you throw out your garbage because it's getting caught on the fence.
People are throwing things over the fence?
Right. Which is what I do.
Oh.
But I've never gotten caught on a fence, but I guess apparently it's opening it up and...
Why are you not opening the gate and going into the dumpster and throwing it?
I like just throwing something, you know, like...
You feel like, this is kind of cool, I'm throwing the big garbage?
Yeah.
Do you have a fear of... I do have this fear, like, right now it's dark out as we tape this. I will not go to the dumpster at night because I'm afraid a raccoon is in
there. Yeah. That happened to me. I threw the garbage. I chucked it over and a cat jumped out of the thing and scared the crap out of me. So
yeah,
that's why I throw it because I'm afraid that there's something in there.
An animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I would, you know what? I will go during the day because I think raccoons come out at night.
Right.
And stray cats, I think, are wandering the neighborhood.
Definitely.
And at night they hang out by the garbage
can. Could
be
a possum. Could you imagine seeing a possum?
I would freak. Yeah. I would freak out if I saw any animal, especially walking into a dumpster enclosure.
Right.
Because you feel like the animal's going to feel trapped and will attack
me.
Yeah. And I don't need that.
Right.
Yeah. I have a neighbor here, an older... Normally, I am the condo police around here.
Okay.
I like people to follow the rules.
Right.
But there's one guy that I let slide on the rules. Is an older gentleman. He looks like he's in his 80s,
okay,
if not older. And he sits on his porch. Well, we have like a little, what do you call those? Like
patio?
Like a patio.
Okay.
A deck, a little mini deck.
Right.
They're small. Maybe two people could fit on them.
Okay.
So he sits up there, old guy, and he smokes a cigar with headphones on. My guess is he's listening to a baseball game.
Okay.
Now, the problem is in the spring and the fall when I like to have my windows open instead of using the air conditioning, what happens? All of his cigar smoke wafts into my condo.
Right.
But normally I would – that easily would be writing a
– You'd be freaked out.
I would be writing a letter to the condo board.
Please don't smoke a cigar, management.
the management. I would – and then I also cite the rules. I'd be like, on page 23 of the rules, no smoking on the balconies. But I feel like this guy, he's probably served in the military, like legit wars, like the Korean War, World War II, whenever those were. He's enjoying a baseball game. This all he wants to do is smoke his cigar.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I will shut my...
He deserves it. Yeah.
But when I lived in Florida, I had this jackass woman living below me. She would smoke outside, and it would all waft up to me. Then I would complain.
Okay.
She didn't serve the military. and does
not that you know of.
Not that I know of. And she does not deserve to be smoking and getting that into my place.
Right, right. I think patios are a bad, a potentially bad situation because
for neighbors.
Right. Because people go out there, they put a radio on, they drink some beers, right. and then they start talking loudly. You know, it's kind of annoying. Luckily, I have a patio at my place. And
you do?
Yeah.
Like a deck type patio?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And what do you have out there?
Two chairs that no one's ever sat on.
Right.
Yeah.
When you first moved in there, you're like, oh, I've got a deck. I'm going to get a couple of chairs.
Right. I'll go out there, you know, have some drinks.
Probably have a coffee or a beer out there.
It's so rare that I ever go out there.
You just want to sit on your couch.
Right.
You
right. Yeah. It's all good. I can't see the TV from my patio.
Right.
And the problem is people start storing junk on their patio.
Yes.
You know, and that's just an eyesore. So I think patios are a potentially bad situation for neighbors. So I'm sure people have things like, you know, hanging their underwear up to dry
yep.
outside. So that could be a bad situation.
And again, there are rules against that in most places. Like
there are.
Here, you cannot hang stuff.
I definitely know that at my complex, people have been warned.
Yeah,
there's
warning.
Been emails, yeah.
I'm warning
from
you.
From the management.
the management. I'm warning you, no hanging of your underwear, wet bathing suits, towels,
right.
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Does not work. One of the other things that came up a lot for me when I had tweeted this out about bad neighbors, and you may have had this when you were living at home with your parents, I know I did, is when a tree branch from another neighbor, the tree branch from the tree is over onto your property, and it's dropping leaves
right.
into your lawn that now you're expected to pick up.
Into your pool, maybe?
Yeah. yeah. Now, do you think you have the right to cut a branch off a neighbor's tree if the branch is in your yard? I think you do.
Yeah, I think you do as well. Yeah. But especially if it's causing you discomfort to rake it and blow leaves and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, would you give the heads up to the neighbor? Hey, just a heads up, your branch is into my yard. I'm just going to cut it down.
Right. Maybe. See, here's the difference between a condo apartment and people living in a house.
Yeah, the homes.
With an apartment, I don't like to talk to any neighbor, you know? Like, I think it's very anonymous for the most part. Hello.
But there you're closer together.
Yeah, but you just, I don't know. But with houses, you own it. You need to, like, forge a relationship.
You're part of a neighborhood.
Yeah, you need to, like, watch each other's backs. So maybe you need to tell them, hey, I'm going to cut this tree down.
Right.
Or the branch or whatever. So I think that's the difference between living in an apartment.
The two things.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the dog situation?
Mm.
You have dogs? Are you allowed to have dogs at your apartment?
We weren't supposed to, and as far as I know, we're not, but I see a couple people with some dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
I haven't complained about it because it's not my building.
Right.
But I would like a dog.
Right, you know, but it goes against your
right,
rules.
Right.
Same
and,
here.
And they're nice. They're like beagles.
Right, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's not bothering me. You know, it's like, if it was a pit bull.
Yeah. Now I had that situation when I was living in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Right. And your condo was pretty small.
Yeah.
And so what, I don't understand why somebody would want a pit bull in that
little
condo.
That's a whole nother story. People with pit bulls, you know, that's just like a ballsy sort of status figure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like someone carrying a gun.
Okay.
But you carry a pit bull instead.
Right, right, right.
So yeah, I lived, it was just a 2-floor complex. I lived upstairs. The girl downstairs from me had a pit bull.
Okay.
And I think it still had its balls too, which I hate seeing a pit bull with
me
balls.
Too. I hate to see any dog with balls.
Yeah, especially a pit bull. I hate to see a pit bull with or without balls. I hate to see any dog with balls.
Right.
So a pit bull with balls is the worst.
Is the worst.
And this pit bull would give me the eyeballs.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah. And the girl weighed 110 pounds.
So she's not holding
this
dog back.
She's not holding the dog back. So I was always very concerned with this pit bull.
Mm.
And everybody who, dogs were allowed in that complex, and everybody who had a dog, the dogs just pooped everywhere. And some people would clean up, some people wouldn't. You know, when people are walking the dog late at night, they're not cleaning up.
Right.
And now you as a neighbor have to smell dog poop and have to watch where you're walking.
Avoid it, yeah.
And perhaps get attacked by a pit bull.
Right, yeah.
So then what? Then what do you do?
So there should be a weight limit on dogs, you know, like
small dogs. So when I wanted to move out of there and I got to this complex that I'm in now in Basking Ridge, they said, oh, by the way, no dogs. And I was like, yes,
perfect.
No dogs.
Yeah.
I will not get attacked by a pit bull. I will not step on dog crap. the lawns won't be will be not brown from urine spots and dog poop spots and all that stuff.
Right. And you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, hearing loud barking at night and
right,
like
loud
that.
Barking yeah. at night. Yes. Exactly. You have some things I don't want to dominate my list
okay.
that I've taken from the Twitter.
I was didn't you have that woman, that same woman possibly, didn't she get hit by her boyfriend or her husband?
Well, and that's an interest. I don't know if that woman did.
Okay.
Or, but I have heard of that happening where, okay. Yes. So the walls are thinner in condos and apartments and things like
right.
this. So if husbands and wives, boyfriends or girlfriends, if they're fighting, whether they're hitting each other or just angry and hitting the walls or screaming at the top of their lungs at each other, that was a tough spot. Yeah.
Right, right.
I did have that where a downstairs neighbor was constantly fighting and it sounded like they were throwing the couches at each other.
Oh, my God.
On a daily basis.
You're not sure what to do. Like, do you right, get involved or do you just...
Oh, I don't get involved in anything, but do no? I call
okay.
the...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay.
do you mean call the cops?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah, because who... They would have to know it was me. I'm the only... There's no downstairs neighbor.
Mm, yeah.
Upstairs is just me.
Then the guy, you're afraid the guy's going to come up hey,
and kill me.
Hey, jerk. Why don't yeah. you stay out of your business?
Right. He'd use tough language like that. Hey, you jerk. Did you just call the cops? I don't know, I'll throw this couch at you.
I'll throw this pit bull with ball. Oh,
I'll throw... I'll give you the option. You want to get hit with a couch or a pit bull with balls right in your face? Yeah. What do you do there? Screaming, arguing neighbors. The other thing... Have you ever lived next door to somebody wherein you could hear them having sex?
No, I never have.
Never.
Yeah. I've wondered if people have heard maybe me doing something,
right.
but I never heard anybody do that.
Yeah. I know this gal who she's in a house, but I guess the houses are pretty tight together.
Okay.
And she doesn't really know her neighbors all that well, mm-hmm. a little bit. Not super close to the neighbors. But she said one time, a couple years ago, a neighbor woman walked up to her and she said, you know, sound carries here at
oh,
night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've never heard that in any of the places I've lived.
Right.
I heard one time in a hotel room.
Yeah, in a hotel room, I've heard it.
Yeah. That was kind of a turn on.
It was
right?
great. Yeah.
It was, right? I mean, we weren't together when this happened. You had your experience.
Right, right, right.
I had one where it woke me up at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And this girl was really like moaning.
Okay.
She was enjoying it.
She was getting into
and
it.
And he couldn't hear the guy at all.
Right, perfect.
Yeah, it was really, it was like, what? I think it was at the Revel before it closed.
Okay.
They had said the one thing about the Revel was very thin walls, which people complained about. to the management. So yeah, so I have not had that in a apartment or condo situation,
right.
But which would you rather have, the neighbors constantly having sex or fighting with each other?
The sex. Yeah. You?
Yeah, I would do, yeah, because there's no violence. I'm not get worried about getting punched when I go out to my car,
right? And then you can kind of like look and like, oh, see, I know what you were doing.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing and how long you were doing it for.
Now, do you consider yourself a good neighbor?
I do. I consider myself an excellent neighbor.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Now, you wake up at what time?
Two.
Okay. And do you turn on the TV when you wake up?
I do, but I actually keep it at a low volume.
Okay.
But I do turn on the TV.
Hmm. So you, now, do you, you know, you have to clean your car off maybe? Oh, you have that in the garage, so.
Yeah, but here's the thing. As me being a good neighbor or not.
Right.
I do have a garage.
Right.
But the garages are under the condos, right?
Right.
So I'm on the second floor, so there's someone below me.
Yeah.
So you know what the garage door sounds like at
2:30? Yeah.
I have no choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need my garage. I don't like to be cold in the winter. I don't like to be hot in the summer.
Right.
That's the one thing where I would like to ask my neighbors...
Are you hearing this?
Do you hear that? But it's been like 8 years now.
Okay.
But I also recently took up trying to teach myself the piano.
That was on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a neighbor who I text with, my next door. He's very right next door. They're great neighbors. They're perfect neighbors to have. But he will text me and say, piano sounds great. Now, is that his way of being nice going, there's a volume control on that?
Right.
Turn it to the left.
Passive aggressive. Maybe, you know, just... Could you stop playing that stupid thing?
Yeah, the same song for a year that you're trying to learn. Yeah, could you stop playing that? So other than that, I think I'm a good neighbor.
You've also had a guitar, right?
I did have a guitar.
Yeah.
That I probably was not a good neighbor about, because that's louder than...
Or even acoustic guitar. I had a neighbor who played it underneath, and I could hear it all the time. And I was like, oh, God, it's so horrible.
And he was good at it?
He was not good at it.
I have my neighbors right below me. The one kid is in theater. He's since gone off to college, but when he was in high school theater, he would sing like this. 10 o'clock at night, he'd be doing like songs from Man of La Mancha.
Okay.
And
he was good, or?
He was pretty good, but I go to bed early. I didn't want to hear the Don Quixote songs really loud. But other than that, he was like a pleasant kid. So I was like, his brother was jerky.
Okay.
His brother I didn't like, but this guy was like, I give this kid a pass. Like the old man smoking the cigar. I felt like the one kid, this is what he has, his show tunes.
This is his thing. Yeah.
I'm going to let him go.
He probably has a tough way of fitting in at school.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a lot of show tune people at school.
So what do you do to like drown out noises, I guess, from other
people?
Yeah. Because I have someone behind me that would share the bedroom wall with. Every once in a while I hear their music playing at night.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
You have a sound machine?
That's what I was going to say. I have an app on my phone that I can play the sound effect, or I can leave the TV on.
Yeah.
Now with it being hot out, I put the fan on, like a portable
nice humming
fan.
Noise,
So then I only hear that, you know?
But, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's been rare that I hear their music next door. I don't even know who lives next door to me, to be honest with you, but...
What do they listen to?
It was like slow jams.
Well, slow jams.
So something was probably happening
over there. Things going on. Yeah. I actually don't hear that. One thing, going back to being a good neighbor or not and waking up at 2 a.m., I have two alarms set. I have an alarm on my phone.
Okay.
And then I have an actual alarm that goes, That one's kind of loud. That's my emergency backup.
Okay.
But sometimes when I wake up before I hop in the shower, it doesn't happen. It happens twice a year probably.
Right.
I forget to shut that one off. Ooh. And I go in the shower. And from the shower, I hear, I'm like, oh, man, the people below me.
You're hearing that.
And I don't want to get out of the shower soaking wet.
You might not be a great neighbor.
I may not be a great neighbor. Right. But I would say overall, I think I'm a good neighbor.
You're running a podcast empire from your condo
too. Yeah, someone right now is complaining. Is there a guy talking to himself in that room? Why is he shouting about neighbors?
The biggest complaint I have about my neighbors is slamming the front door.
Oh, my gosh. That's
true. It's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't want anybody to know I'm coming in or out.
Right.
So I hold the door. I close it softly. That's it. I just don't want anybody to know I'm home, not home, whatever.
Right.
But the people, I am batting 1,000 on living next to people that slam the door when they leave.
Yeah.
It's just, it irks me.
It shakes your whole house.
Absolutely.
Your whole unit.
I have a 3-level apartment.
Really?
Yeah. Like I have indoor stairs. You know, you open the door.
You can go up 3 floors in your one place.
Yeah.
I have one floor here.
I have an attic.
What am I doing here?
I have an attic, too.
I do have an attic as well.
So you would think that would lessen the noise from a door slamming, and it doesn't. It's super loud. And especially with now that it's kind of getting a little cooler, people have their windows open, and the slam is so loud.
That's the problem for the most part, because people are used to all winter when they're got the heat on and the windows closed, or the summer with the air on and the windows closed. Sometimes you don't have to slam the doors, but people do it more. The minute you open windows up in your house, it changes the dynamic of your front door.
Right.
And you're right. Just slamming. I find myself, this may help you. It helps me.
Okay.
It's the neighbors below me that will slam their door.
Right.
I give the middle finger just to my door when they do it. Like I'll go like that.
Okay.
Just like that. And for some reason that helps me. I just give them the finger through the floor.
No, I understand. I have slammed the door when I'm coming home from Costco and I can't slow it down. Like my hands are full. But this is like, you know.
In and out, in and out, in
exactly.
And out.
Like, what the hell? So what I do passively aggressive is then I start slamming the door extremely loud.
Yeah.
So they get the idea of like, but they don't care. And it's the same thing. One more thing about this is I can hear cabinets from next door being slammed as well. Like, I don't get it.
Shut your cabinet door like a normal human.
Why would you slam it? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I've thought of that too. Like you say, you know, get them back by slamming your door.
Yeah.
When it happens to me at like 3 in the afternoon, and it's douche, douche, douche in my head, I'm like, tomorrow when I get out of here at 2:30, bam, right. I am slamming doors
like a
madman.
Right.
Or I feel like going when I go down the stairs, when I walk by that apartment, I know is I'm ringing their bell on my way down. I never do it.
But they would know exactly who that is.
Who could it be? The guy who leaves at 2:30 every day? Yeah, I always chicken out when it actually comes time to do that.
Right. That's what, when I was parked behind that guy that was in my spot.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing? Like, really? I'm
right
in my 40s. Am I,
right. You can't be.
What
yeah.
am I? What if this guy comes out? I'm going to be furious.
Right. He'd be like, you're right. You'll say, oh, sir, this is my spot.
Yeah. And if it's like a big guy, I'm going to be like, I think you accidentally parked in my spot.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I've lived here a few years. I think this is my spot, but I could be wrong.
Right.
But maybe this is where I come in.
Now, do you ever leave like your blinds open?
Yes. Not at night.
Okay.
Like I'll shut them at night.
Right.
Because I feel like when it's dark, everyone can see in if you have your lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll try to. I will avoid that. But it's tough in the spring and fall when you want to get some fresh air and it's night. Because you have to.
Right.
These people that open their windows with the screen and then pull the blinds over it, you're blocking the air.
Yeah, I do that because I hate people looking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but I feel like you're blocking the air. You need a cross breeze.
I don't like anybody seeing anything.
Yeah, you I'm know. With you there.
Not that there's anything going on, but
right.
I just don't like it. And my girlfriend will, she likes the natural light and she'll open up the blinds. I'm like, why do you have these blinds open? Like,
yeah, sometimes girls don't. They're not, they don't care. They like, don't think of those things.
They don't think like people would be that.
They don't
weird.
Think like perverted guys.
Meanwhile, if there was somebody across my, the way from my apartment.
You would have loved that.
I would have loved it. Yeah.
Didn't you have that when you were a kid? That you had
to bring that up.
You had at some point when you were a kid where you lived, there was a good looking neighbor gal across the street.
She was the same age.
Same age as
yeah.
you. And she would get changed in the open window?
Here's the story.
Yeah.
Is I legit, I got a telescope for Christmas and I was looking.
You got a telescope?
Yes. This is, and I don't know.
How old do you think you were?
15.
Okay.
Maybe.
15.
Yeah, that's 15, 16.
You got yourself a nice telescope, going to look at the stars.
So that's what I was doing. I had my complete shades open, whatever. I was looking outside and I happened to go down and I swear she was in a bra and panties.
Really? At 15, that's exciting.
Exciting. Jesus, it was like,
I'm saying when you're 15.
Yeah, no, yeah, changed my world. You
yeah,
know
you're I mean? Like, holy mackerel.
Right. It never got as good as that, but I did continue to look.
Every night.
Every night.
But you would kind of disguise it, camouflage it?
Well, after that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it complete. My every light was on and I had the window open. You
right.
know? This, after that, it was like,
every night, telescope in her room.
Then you went to binoculars. You
know? Right.
This is 15.
At any point did you think, how did I not think of this earlier?
Right, exactly.
You did.
Yeah.
And then how many hours over the years do you think you spent?
I wasted a lot of time.
Like, you could have learned Spanish. Like, if you would have just, you know, you could have learned an instrument.
Absolutely.
Instead, you were just locked in.
Yeah.
You'd wait till the sun went down, like, it got dark.
Yeah, and then, like, I remember looking out like one night and be like, for hours and hours, and I'd find out the next day that she was on vacation for 2 weeks,
like,
and I was like, I wasted so much time doing this. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Then one of my classic podcast questions, how did that end? How did it end? Like, when you stopped or she moved or how did...
She did move, yeah.
She moved.
Yeah. But she did ask me once, because I had told, I can't keep a secret.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A great you story. Know, you were like, holy cow, you tell
15,
guys in school.
Like, oh my God, I saw so-and-so. Yeah. And then she confronted me about it.
Really?
And I was like...
How so?
Do you spy on me? She said.
Oh, well, yeah. That's cutting to the chase. She asked you in school?
We were actually playing like baseball. Like,
was it one-on-one she asked you that? Were there others around?
May have been one-on-one, I think.
Did she look pissed or did she look like...
No, she didn't seem... that upset about it.
She said, are you spying on me?
And I was like, what are you talking about? And then
good comeback.
And I don't think I ever really admitted it. I
yeah.
think I like just kind of talked in circles and
yeah talked yourself in
and then
circles.
It was just that was it.
Well, I do have a telescope, but I look at the stars and the Milky Way and that sort of thing.
I had like friends come over and we all watched together.
So really though, you never saw anything as good as the first night.
the first night was by far the best night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw like, you know, Nighty, things like that, but right. It wasn't like that.
Right.
I saw the mom change her pants.
The mom like took her jeans off or pants, slacks?
Yes.
Slacks? Was the mom good looking or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, she was a fan.
She was. Yeah. So it was exciting. Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, absolutely. You're 15, like, anything's
right,
exciting.
Right. At 15, you got a telescope and it's working. Like, it's
right.
What your scheme is paying off.
Absolutely.
So the mom changed her pants only. She had underwear
took
on.
Her yeah.
She took her pants off.
And she did it in front of the picture window. It wasn't like it was like...
Right, it wasn't hard to spy on this family. Right. they seemed like a bunch of exhibitionists. So,
a little bit, I think. Yeah.
So the mom took her pants off one night.
That was it. Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, like you said, at 15, you'll take what you could get.
Right.
This is one thing always annoyed me, and I've had girlfriends over the years that are like this. Now, I'm not saying this is a neighbor can do this. This is even me being a neighbor. When you live on the second floor, heavy walkers.
I have that written down, yes.
You do?
Yes.
I have always dated and had girlfriends, heavy walkers, and it will always get to me at some point.
Right.
Because they walk heel first. I don't know why women don't walk ball of the feet first.
Right.
Like, that makes sense.
My girlfriend does not have a heavy walk.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hang on to her. A heavy walker will drive me crazy.
Right.
Doosh, doosh, doosh. Like, they're just going from the kitchen to the couch.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you...
Yeah, and I've actually... that my girlfriend Tammy from...
I was going to say you confronted her about
it. Yeah, this is 1995, a long time ago. I actually examined with her walk. I go, how are you walking? you see how you're landing on your heel first? That's not how you walk. And then I would show her how to be like, you close your eyes. I'm going to walk across the room. You don't even know. Tiptoe.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know why a heavy walker will drive you crazy.
You are very particular. We know that already.
Yes, very particular.
Now, I live with you for a few months.
In Florida.
When I moved to Florida, I wanted to see if my job was okay, whatever, before I found an apartment. And you gave me a lesson.
I did. On what?
On how not to close the screen door all the way.
So it wouldn't slam?
No. You said, when I come home, I have things in my hand, and I don't like to have it closed all the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I guess pressing the button was too much to open the screen door. So you physically showed me how to do it correctly.
So it wouldn't click shut.
Right.
I don't remember that, but that sounds like me. Where did I have a screen door? On the front door?
Yeah.
Oh, they had screen doors on
there? Right.
Like where I live now, no screen doors.
Right. I thought your dad installed that, maybe.
Probably.
Okay.
That was probably one of the condo rules there. You had to have a screen door.
I was like, oh, jeez, I got to get out of this. It's not good to live with a friend
for
too
can't.
Long because you're just going to get in each other's nerves.
Right.
And, you know.
I've gotten slightly better at that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Age will do that.
I'm sure you were probably like 2 months in, you're like, oh, I got to get this guy out of here.
Yeah, then you found the girl immediately and moved out.
Yes.
It was smooth on your part.
Was it?
Yeah. Huh. I was down there for years with no girlfriend. You like moved down there 3 months in, you're like, oh, I got this girl, we're moving in together.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's see. I was going to bring up people that live next door to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Now, these are people that have made it in life.
Right.
Right? They could afford a mansion.
Right.
That's in the same neighborhood as Justin Bieber, who makes millions
of dollars.
And then they get egged by Justin Bieber.
Right.
Like, what? Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. Like, if you have a $20 million house, you want to live next to older people who are now just enjoying their money.
Right.
You don't want to live near rappers.
Right.
Pop stars.
Athletes.
Yeah. Anybody young with money, you do not want to live.
Right. You want to live in a retirement community.
Yes. Just 55 and over.
Right.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
A nightmare.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. Because you have this beautiful house. You're right. You've worked. However you got your money.
Right. Maybe you were like...
Wasn't easy.
You went to medical school for 8 years and then did an internship and all this stuff. And then... Oh, right. Guess what?
Yeah. You're living next to somebody who was on MTV Cribs.
Right.
I was like, oh. Yeah. Did you used to think that when you watch MTV Cribs? Like, oh, imagine
their
you're
neighbor.
The neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Of like this rapper who's just like buying 900 Ford Broncos, you know, and souping them up. And like, come
here's where,
on.
Here's where I keep my pit bulls.
Right. Oh, yeah. Great. And they have their balls, you'll notice.
And we breed them over here.
Yeah. This is where we breed our pit bulls.
Now, I was going to make a case for the worst neighbor of all time.
Okay.
And I would have to say it's that woman that had that chimpanzee.
Yes. In Connecticut, right?
Right. That chimpanzee ripped the neighbor's face apart.
Right.
So could you imagine, like, when you see somebody new move in, you kind of feel them out like, oh, look, they have, like, two kids. They're bringing in a crib. Right. So, okay, I'm dealing with a kid.
Right.
You know, oh, they have a guitar or something like that.
They're walking their drum set.
Oh, yeah, they come with a dog.
Yeah.
Here they come with a chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee.
Yeah. Could you imagine living next to a chimpanzee?
No. And then when you go to meet the woman, she's like, oh, no, we give the chimpanzee wine.
Right.
Yeah, no, he drinks wine every night, and we give him pills.
Right.
That chimpanzee was drinking wine and taking pills.
Right. Yeah, down him out, right?
Yeah, to dull out his personality. Yeah, then he just ate the neighbor's face off.
Oh, God, could you imagine?
Yeah, one of my neighbors is moving. He just saw me in the we met at the garbage last night, and he said, oh, well, we're moving out. I said, oh, who's moving in? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, a lovely young couple. They seem really nice. I was like, all right, perfect.
That's pretty
You're
good.
Right. You don't want anyone walking guitars in, drum set in.
Right.
Teenagers, the worst, probably, to live right. Especially if they hate their parents.
Yeah, or they are good looking and they want to have parties. And,
yeah, they want to have other teenagers. Right. Mostly in life, I try to avoid groups of teenagers.
Yes, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
There's never a place where groups of teenagers is a good thing.
Even as a teenager, I wanted to avoid other teenagers.
Right. Groups of teenagers are the scariest thing.
As you know from talking about Peeping Tom, I'll look at them from a distance and
groups
see what they're up to.
Right.
Yeah, like, yeah, wish I was
their behavior.
With them. Yeah.
Right. They look like they're having fun, but you don't want to be with groups of teenagers.
No, absolutely not.
On the subway, on a bus,
No.
At a concert, No.
Walking down the street,
no. At a restaurant, at a bar, no.
In a car next to you.
Yeah. Where they have the windows rolled down and the bass is really pumping.
Right.
It's full of teens.
It's so funny. I guess we could talk about kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hate kids in the neighborhood.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
But we were all kids in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And I, now looking back on thinking about this neighbor podcast,
right,
I look back like, I must have drove my neighbors nuts, because that's what we did, was play baseball in the street. We played, we would get the ball in her yard and be like, why is that lady so pissed that we're hitting her house with a ball?
Right.
A tennis ball.
And if that happened to you now, you'd be like, furious. Do I call the cops?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Like football bouncing off some guy's windshield, you know, foul balls off the back fender.
Bouncing a basketball for hours on end. Like,
doosh.
I hear, like, if somebody had, my parents have a kid next door, I hear I'm like, oh my God, that would drive me insane.
Right.
But I guess you have to deal with that because it's part of being in a neighborhood.
I guess that's part of being in a neighborhood. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I was going to bring up how you don't want to get too close to a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Like, I started helping the downstairs neighbor in my Florida apartment. she was handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was taking her garbage she would leave it outside her door. I would take it to the trash.
Right.
She would go to the supermarket and leave all her bags on the front lawn, and I would take it in to her apartment. I didn't mind, but it's kind of annoying. You know?
So you did it once to be like, hey, this is a neighborly thing to do. I'll help you with your garbage.
Right. I found out she was living. I thought she had a roommate at one point, and she was leaving stuff out. And I was like, there's attracting ants, and I may have called the apartment on her.
Oh, people who leave the garbage out on their porch, they're like, when I pass the garbage, I'll take it.
Right.
I don't go for that.
That sucks. Yeah.
That does suck.
So I ended up taking her garbage all the time. And then one day I was going to work, and she had left the garbage out. I took it, and I got garbage juice all over my...
Garbage juice.
On my leg.
Yeah, work pant leg.
My work pants, which...
Your slacks.
You probably don't have very many of them.
I don't.
Especially if I was in my 20s, you know?
Right. Right, you wore one that you just wore all week long.
I do that
still do, maybe.
Yeah. See, I think that's another interesting thing for a topic in the work podcast, maybe.
Right.
Anyway, it turned out it was her Depends.
Oh,
she threw out, it leaked all over my pants. And I didn't put two and two together until I remembered taking in her groceries and there being like a lot of Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of it leaked on your pant leg.
Some of it.
So how did that end? If I may ask my podcasting question.
Thankfully, her son moved in with her. Mm-hmm. And
so she had a helper.
She had a helper. I didn't have to take the garbage anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a nice thing that you tried to be nice.
I tried to be nice. But obviously, when he moved back in, he took that burden off of me. But
yeah.
He wasn't obviously in a good financial situation if he's moving back in with his handicapped mother.
Right.
So I would talk to him every once in a while, and he would be telling me, yeah, the neighbors over here, they helped us out with the rent because we're three months behind. So he was kind of hinting to
that
me.
You should start paying the rent.
To help, maybe. And I was like, yeah, I know the feeling. I'm kind of tight for cash. I went with that excuse right away.
I'm 5 months behind. I'll probably get kicked out. If you see me getting kicked out, you guys are next because I'm an extra month behind.
It must be impossible to get kicked out of an apartment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's nearly impossible.
Because those kids that were all loud, it took months and months of complaining to get them out.
Yeah, it's hard to kick people out of a residence.
Right.
You know, like even if you don't belong in that residence, they have it so that you can't just get thrown out of it.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, yeah, I don't get that either. Yeah. Are you trusting enough of a neighbor to give that neighbor a key that they hold at all times?
No.
My next door neighbor has a key.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Vice versa.
Okay.
We're trusting enough that we have, because my family all moved away. My parents used to live just a couple towns over, and they moved to South Jersey. So I always thought, if I locked my keys in here,
you're screwed.
I'm screwed. I had no one near here. My sister's like 50 minutes away.
Right.
My other sister's an hour and 15 minutes away.
Right.
So we did the key exchange.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I'm close enough to my parents and my brother that I could give them a key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't have anything in here that I think anyone would want. Like, I don't have jewelry. Right?
Right.
Cash is in the bank.
Yeah.
My TV. Please steal my TV. It would give me an excuse to update my TV.
A laptop?
You know, like, no laptop. I have a first generation iPad.
Okay.
There's nothing here.
Right, right, right.
Plus, you have insurance. I would just buy a better version of whatever I got.
Okay.
So I felt like, yes, I could give this neighbor a key.
Okay.
My next door neighbor.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah. I wouldn't give one in my apartment complex.
No, because you don't know them well
right,
enough yet.
Right,
I got to know my neighbor next door to me. Mm-hmm. More so over the years, so I can. They are trustworthy with a key.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your own washer dryer where you're at?
I do.
Have you been in those places where you there's one washer dryer or two washer dryers down like in a basement where everybody's sharing? Have you ever had that situation?
In college, I had that.
Yeah. People have that in apartment complexes, especially in New York City, and then sometimes people like with their first apartment. And there's always that thing where. If you go down to use the washing machine or the dryer and the cycle's already over and it's been sitting there for a while, are you able to pull someone else's clothes out and put them on top of the dryer?
I did that in college. I don't know if that's what people do as grownups.
I think they do.
Okay.
This came up on Twitter today when I'd asked people about this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And people get annoyed. They said they used to wait like an hour, 2 hours for somebody to come down and get their stuff. And now it's like the minute the dryer buzzes, pull all their stuff out, throw it on top of the dirty dryer, and throw your clothes in there.
Wouldn't you be afraid of someone stealing your jeans? Jeans are pretty expensive, aren't they?
Plus, you know guys are down there wanting to move women's underwear.
Yeah, yeah.
Women's underwear around. Be down there with their telescopes looking to see what I'm doing.
There's always something in these stupid podcasts that I give away that I don't want to.
Yeah, that's great. I wouldn't even think to do that for a neighbor podcast. That's a good one.
I know. Were your parents nosy people? That's where I think I got my nosiness from. What's going on? Because my girlfriend could give a crap about who's
moving
in.
She's not a nosy neighbor.
Sometimes I go, oh, yeah, the people across the way are moving out. She doesn't even know who they are. She's
right.
Like, who?
Yeah. I wish I would, like, that stuff wouldn't even cross my mind. It seems like such a relaxing way to live.
Right.
Where I think about everything.
I think about everything, too.
And worry about everything.
There are people moved in next door to me.
Yeah.
And I was, like, looking at my people to see what they look like, what they're bringing in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I guess I am a nosy neighbor. There's not a lot going on here, but if there was, I would be
all over.
All over, yeah, out the window, looking around. Yeah.
I think that's where I got mine from, because my mom still tells me, you know, what's going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm going to say I am a nosy neighbor.
Okay. Now, I guess this is to go with houses.
Yes.
I guess people would probably be upset about neighbors who have unkempt lawns,
and
backyards, and things like that. That's probably
that's pretty a big
annoying.
One.
Yeah.
Like a hoarder situation.
Right. I couldn't imagine
that. They just
that.
Have all garbage like in their either on their front lawn or their backyard, where that's just where they store their garbage practically.
I know that bothers my parents. It's like the people across the way don't get their lawn cut, so they have like super. But then again, my dad's out there every single week. I'm like, geez,
he's cutting his lawn every week,
all the time. Yeah.
Like he could probably wait 2 weeks.
That's what I think. But
he doesn't want to have an unkempt lawn.
Right.
Then the other nosy neighbors would be talking about him.
And I bet people that keep their Christmas lights up too long or have extreme amount of Christmas lights is probably annoying.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, they go overboard, and then that's super bright and going into your window while you're trying to sleep.
Right. And here's another thing. I'm just going to throw out some
things. Yeah, let's throw some things out.
My girlfriend is from Pennsylvania. So when I went to go visit her for the first time, her neighbors were outside taking bow and arrow practice, which that was kind of a culture shock, you know?
Yeah. When you get out of these, you know, in the as you're closer to the major cities, the houses are kind of closer together.
Yeah.
Get out to Pennsylvania, you get some real estate.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do things like bow and arrow.
Oh, that was the one time. And then I saw them shooting guns off in the backyard, which I can't imagine that being legal.
No, that can't be legal.
Right.
Even in Pennsylvania.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's not good. That I would not want neighbors.
Yeah, like what happens if the guys started like just getting drunk and shooting off guns?
I'm sure they do, right. Yeah. Blasting off guns while they're hammered.
Now, I know her dad has 100 guns. You know, it's like...
Yeah, so he's got to get one just in case the neighbors get
out of
hand.
So that must be a big... That's their culture up there, you know?
Yes, like, in the woods of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They're shooting things, bow and arrows, guns.
How about guys who tinker on, like, their motorcycle or car, their muscle cars, and they're revving it all the time?
Yep. I have a guy here who I like as a neighbor.
Yeah.
He's a couple doors down. He is constantly tinkering with his dirt bike.
Oh, God.
And then, like, goes around the circle of the neighborhood. Oh, I'm like, what is he? He could have created a whole bike in the time that he tinkers with that thing.
Right.
Yeah. I am not. You're not an engine tinkerer either.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. They got the transmission taken apart. Yeah. Always something.
And then they're just revving it constantly.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember my dad would have, he had a boat at one point, and he would clean the engine and revving that thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine the neighbor going to be like, oh, God.
That guy's out there with his boat again, revving it in the yard. Which is the way we live near water.
Right. Let's see. How about neighbors who, this is going with mowing their lawn, but neighbors who mow their lawn at 7 a.m.
Yeah, on like a Saturday.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I think you got to wait till 9 a.m. I know some people like to sleep till 10, 11. I mean, at some point, you got to do your yard work, but 7 a.m. is too early.
Right. Okay, 9 a.m.
I'm going to say 9 a.m. is the cutoff.
Okay.
To 10 p.m. You can do stuff till 10 p.m. at night.
Okay.
And then you have to stop.
I was also going to bring up having the nerve to borrow something super expensive from a neighbor.
Yeah.
Like a snowblower or like a weed, like something really, like, you could break and then you owe them like $2,000.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Borrowing an item worth $1,000 or more.
Would you ever have the nerve?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want that responsibility. I really wouldn't. Even if someone said, no, use my snowblower, I'd be like, no, I'm going to shovel. It's good exercise. I'm going to do that instead.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would not. Well, I would not want to borrow that. Or the motorcycle the guy's tinkering on all afternoon.
Right.
And they'll take my motorcycle up to the A&P.
I'd rather not. Now, I know in my neighborhood, when I hear someone downstairs, if I'm going out at the same time, I'll just wait till they go.
Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear the door shut and you go, I'll give them 5 minutes to get in their car. That way, no conversation.
But then you get caught still by them. You know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, damn it.
That'll happen to me at the mailbox, too. Like, if you have to go to a shared mailbox.
Right.
The mailbox conversation.
That's kind of annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I avoid a lot of it because I work off hours, so I can kind of get...
Right.
Get in and out with no one seeing me. I can get my mail at not busy times.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate in that.
Every once in a while, I'll pull in and somebody pulls in at the same time as me, and I'm like, oh, damn it. And then I'll pretend like I have something to do in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're fiddling through
the
glove box.
Yeah.
I like to go through the glove box.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, this paperwork's in here somewhere.
And then you kind of give them a wave.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as they get in the apartment, you're right. Riding.
Yep. I definitely do that.
So you're friendly with just a few people here.
I am friendly with my neighbor directly next door to me and a couple guys down this block.
Okay.
Everybody else I don't really know.
Would you have anybody over?
A neighbor over?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think I would have my neighbor next door or my neighbor down the block who he did the construction in here. Like he did my kitchen and things.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like that guy I would have in.
Okay.
And my very next door neighbor I would have over.
I got you.
But it'd still be awkward because I'm
right.
all awkward.
Right, right, right.
This is awkward. We've known each other 30 years.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. You have anything else on your list?
No, I think that's about it.
I'll leave you with this last question. If you're moving into an apartment complex or a condo or a townhouse and you have the option of being the upstairs neighbor or the downstairs neighbor, what are you taking?
Upstairs.
Me too.
Right.
I can't imagine why people – how there are even people living in these – like why would you choose the downstairs?
Because it's usually like $100 cheaper.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the downstairs is great when you are on move-in day. It's easier.
Right.
When you're moving out, it's easier. When you're getting any type of heavy delivery or getting your groceries once a week.
Right.
Going up the stairs is a pain in the ass.
It sucks, yeah.
And I guess now just thinking out loud, as you get older, older people can't go up and down the stairs.
Right.
They have to be the downstairs neighbor.
That's probably why there's a lot of one-level townhouses for...
Right, 55 and older.
Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise, that people, you know, heavy walkers above you, people but moving furniture.
You can still hear heavy walkers downstairs, right?
Yeah, because it shakes the whole complex or the whole building.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see like an apartment complex that has like four or five levels. And like, could you imagine living in the middle? So you're getting hit by both sides. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, getting hit below, right. Above. Yeah, that's a disaster.
I looked at a couple of those places. It was almost like a hotel type deal.
Yeah.
So my place previous to this one, the people upstairs from me had a hardwood floor and I would hear the woman walk with high heels. That was rare though, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of places won't allow you. Like I think even here I'm on the second floor. I think like 75% of your place has to be carpeted.
Okay.
Like you might have like my kitchen's got hardwood floors.
Right, right.
But that's it.
Okay.
Because otherwise, yeah, I'd be like,
that would drive me nuts,
the people below me. Yeah. Even though I don't walk in high heels, it still would just be like annoying. All right, I think we're done then.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What other topics do you think we'll be covering? You had wanted to do one on people at work.
Yeah.
Right? Like a work one. That's a good one.
Right.
And then you also had one about we'll do one on how guys communicate with guys.
Right.
And what famous guy would you most want to be?
Yes.
I think that's one podcast. We'll
okay.
Do.
Yeah.
How to communicate with other guys and what guy would you rather be?
Yeah. I have like, I would think the top five or six guys to present to you.
Right.
And I'll make a case for each of them and maybe you.
To be the guy that you want to be.
And you decide and give me the positives, negatives.
All right.
Person.
Well, I'll talk to a few more boring broadcasters first in between. And then we'll reconvene here in my condo and to do another podcast.
Sounds good.
Until then, we will see you.
All right.
See you.
Bye.